By his death, the Savior ended Satan's power over us, September 9. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. The commander of heaven was assailed by the tempter. He had no clear, unobstructed passage through the world. He was not left free and without hindrance to win to his kingdom the souls of people by his gracious mercy and loving kindness. No human being had come into the world and escaped the power of the deceiver. The whole forces of the confederacy of evil were set upon his track to engage in warfare against him, and, if possible, to prevail over him. Satan saw the image of God in the character and person of Jesus Christ. He knew that if Christ carried out his plan, his satanic authority would be at an end. Therefore, the life of Christ was a perpetual warfare against satanic agencies. The conflict increased in fierceness and malignity as again and again the prey was taken out of his hands. Just previous to his crucifixion, the Savior said, "The prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me." Though it was the hour of the power of darkness, yet in anticipation of his triumph Christ could say, "The prince of the world is judged. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." Viewing the work of redemption as completed, he could, even in death, speak of the great final deliverance and represent things that were future as if they were present. The only begotten Son of the infinite God could successfully carry through the great plan that made humanity's salvation sure. The condition of the world previous to the first appearing of Christ is a picture of the condition of the world just previous to his second advent. The same iniquity will exist. Satan manifests the same delusive power upon human minds. He is securing his army of human agents to engage in the last conflict against the Prince of Life, to overthrow the law of God, which is the foundation of his throne. Satan will work with miraculous presentations to confirm people in the belief that he is what he claims to be, the prince of this world, and that victory is his. He will turn his forces against those who are loyal to God, but though he may cause pain, distress, and human agony, he cannot defile the soul. The people of God in these last days must expect to enter into the thick of the conflict, for the prophetic word says, "The dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ."